Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again this morning. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And again, I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us in our journey through the workbook lessons and A Course in Miracles. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 68, Love Holds No Grievances. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's come together in love. Mm-hmm. Take a good deep breath. Love holds no grievances.
You, who were created by love like itself, can hold no grievances and know yourself. To hold a grievance is to forget who you are. To hold a grievance is to see yourself as a body. It is the decision to let the ego rule your mind and to condemn the body to death.
Perhaps you do not fully realize just what holding grievances does to your awareness. It seems to split you off from your source and make you unlike him. It makes you believe that he is like what you think you have become, for no one can conceive of his creator as unlike himself.
Shut off from yourself, which remains aware of its likeness to its creator, yourself seems to sleep, while the part of your mind that weaves illusions in its sleep appears to be awake. Can all this arise from holding grievances? Oh, yes. For he who holds grievances denies he was created by love, and his creator has become fearful to him in his dream of hate. Who can dream of hatred and not fear God?
It is as sure for those who hold grievances will redefine God in their own image, as it is certain that God created them like himself and defined them as part of him. It is as sure that those who hold grievances will suffer guilt, as it is certain that those who forgive will find peace. It is as sure that those who hold grievances will forget who they are, as it is certain that those who forgive will remember. Would you be willing to relinquish your grievances if you believed all this were so?
Perhaps you do not think you can let all your grievances go. That, however, is simply a question of motivation. Today, we will try to find out how you would feel without them. If you succeed even by ever so little, there will never be a problem in motivation ever again.
Begin today's extended practice period by searching your mind for those against whom you hold what you regard as major grievances. Some of these will be quite easy to find. Then think of the seemingly minor grievances you hold against those you like and even think you love. It'll quickly become apparent that there is no one against whom you do not cherish grievances of some sort. This has left you alone in all the universe in your perception of yourself.
To see all these people as friends, say to them all collectively, thinking of each one in turn as you do so, I would see you as my friend that I may remember you are part of me and come to know myself.
Spend the remainder of the practice periods trying to think of yourself as completely at peace with everyone and everything, safe in a world which protects you and loves you and which you love in return. Try to feel safety surrounding you, hovering over you, and holding you up. Try to believe, however briefly, that nothing can harm you in any way. At the end of the practice period, tell yourself, love holds no grievances. When I let my grievances go, I will know I am perfectly safe.
The short practice period should include a quick application of today's idea in this form. Whenever any thought of grievance arises against anyone, physically present or not, love holds no grievances. Let me not betray myself.
In addition, repeat the idea several times an hour in this form. Love holds no grievances. I would wake to myself by laying all my grievances aside and waking in him. Love holds no grievances. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Well, we're really getting down to it now as we begin to see the strict boundary, the strict way that this course is a thought reversal system. And I love this particular lesson because we've already talked, I think even yesterday we talked a little bit about, you know, that we created God in our own image. And he makes it very clear, no one can conceive of his creator as unlike himself. And so we can't hold the church guilty for creating God in our own image and saying, oh, you know, you better be afraid, you know, you got to be afraid of God. I mean, that the training, quote unquote, that I was conditioned with as a young man or young, actually a boy, you know, 12 years old or whatever, was that, you know, that it was very important to be God-fearing and that we did indeed, as I look back, you know, create God in our own image. And he says here, you know, no one can conceive of his creator as unlike himself. So it makes perfect sense. And so when Jesus, you know, shared his admonition, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do. Those are just the ego just being itself. It's what it is, but it's not what we are. It's not what we truly are. And every time we are reading this and we read the word self here, you know, it's important to recognize, because you're listening to this on a podcast, that the word self is capitalized, capital S self. So even in the first sentence, you were created by love like itself, can hold no grievances, and know yourself.
You who were created by love like itself can hold no grievances and know yourself.
Yeah, so as you know, and know your true self, capital S self. Mm-hmm. So we don't always, you know, speak it that way, but that's really what we're talking about. There's the ego self, small self, and capital S self, true self. And so we could say as Christ, you know, that's our true self, as Christ in perfect safety. He even talks here of safety. But it's as sure for those who hold grievances will, it is as sure that those who hold grievances will redefine God in their own image as it is certain that God created them, us, me and you and I, like himself and defined them as part of him. And that is the definition of love, you know, nothing like truly the complete opposite of the ego self. So I just love this lesson because he's making it very clear that to escape the idea of a God as our source that is not like our, you know, that is like ourselves as the ego mind that would hold a grievance, that would be vengeful or wrathful or any of those things, you know, we have to let that whole thought system go. Mm. Because that self is not capable of imagining God other than how it sees itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it continues the conversation from yesterday about divine identity. And part of what we do in True Thought is, you know, discover God truly and discover yourself, your capital S self, your divine self. And I always love the beginning of A Course in Miracles where it talks about what is all-encompassing can have no opposites. And it's speaking about love, that love is the only reality, the only truth. And you know, just like it is said that God does not behold inequity, there is no room for anything else. It is all-encompassing, and what is all-encompassing does not have anything outside of itself. Mm-hmm. And so that's what love is. And if God is love and love created itself as us, and, you know, love created me like itself, which was yesterday's lesson, the beauty of the practice of being aware of grievances is not to be all alarmed and freaked out and like, oh my God, there's a grievance. It's really a beautiful gift now. It becomes a gift to return us to ourselves. It's not the signal to beat ourselves up, to hold ourselves guilty. It's to shake it off. It's to hold it lightly. It's to be like, oh my gosh, what a gift. There it is. There's that grievance. Oh, I must have forgotten myself. My capital S self, my divine self, because my divine self doesn't hold a grievance. And when I'm holding a grievance, I'm in hell. I'm unhappy. I'm separate. I am not as God created me to be in my own mind. Now, of course, nothing's really happened. It's that sleeping self, that dreaming self that it speaks of so clearly here that, you know, shut off from yourself, your capital S self. Your capital S self, excuse me, which remains aware of its likeness to its creator, yourself, seems to sleep, while the part of your mind that weaves illusions in its sleep appears to be awake. Can all this arise from holding grievances? Oh, yes. And so, you know, this lesson really uses the illustration, Brother T, that you always use about the sleeping self, you know, and so does it really change anything? No, it really doesn't, but it does shift and change our experience, and we find ourselves in a hellish experience rather than in the kingdom of heaven experience, the consciousness of love. So today is this beautiful opportunity, again, to practice seeing everyone as our friend, everyone, all of those who we believe might have cursed us or done something, you know, quite quote unquote real against us. No, no, I see you as my friend. And may I remember you are part of me and come to know myself, the reflective universe, the unified thought system. We are all one. Any grievance is a sign that we are trying to separate off someone, something, you know, truth and reality. And so it becomes this opportunity to return to wholeness. And we get this opportunity today to see how often we are in that type of mindset. Love holds no grievances. When I let all my grievances go, I will know that I am perfectly safe, as Christ in perfect safety am I, when I let all grievances go. Love holds no grievances. Let me not betray myself, my divine self. Love holds no grievances. I would wake to my divine self by laying all my grievances aside and wakening in God. This is the practice. And it's a beautiful practice, and it's not one to be approached darkly or fearfully, but with anticipation. You know, let's root out all those grievances today. Let's clean house. We're in spring right now. You know, now is the time to get those cobwebs out. And this is a joyful practice of returning to divine self. Love holds no grievances, and neither do I, because I am love.
Well said. Love holds no grievances, and so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.